Hello, this is me. Me, 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 me. I've read that if you are in a place, whatever you are doing, the fact of being here will automatically contaminate people with your presence, your ideas, you. As I will, in a way, contaminate this song. I hope you'll enjoy. Could you pretend to be a mother without giving life? Can you pretend not to be a mother even if you gave life? What makes you a mother? Is it the fact that you love someone? Am I right to be here? I hope so. Anyway, this isn't really the point. What I would like to talk about now is mental health. I mean, people are just getting more and more depressed. We don't even have the right to be totally depressed. You're supposed to just get really, really ill, complain for a short time, and then, all of a sudden feel really, really, I mean really good, and go back to your activities. It actually just happened to me. I mean, life was getting a bit too hard, but nothing too serious either. Just a casual, really normal down. I had the impression there was no space to express this feeling. So I've started to talk about it, in openings, dinners, whenever I was seeing friends, people, coworkers, I would talk about me being tired of life. All of a sudden, I realized I wasn't really feeling bad. I was maybe more bored than depressed. People say we live in a very serious and fragile time. This could actually be the end of my story. I mean, I know I am not really in a good position to complain. I have experienced several things lately around death. Death and birth. It is funny how these opposites can be similar. A birth is the death of a woman, a death is the death of a mother. I mean, life is really cyclical. However, as I was overtaking this, I realized how far we are of these experiences. I mean, we are on the point of not being able to choose if we want or not to reproduce ourselves anymore, as we can only choose if we don't want to be part of this anymore. It's sick, I mean things are so sick. I think people are also sick. But I'm maybe not in the good place to talk about this, as you might not feel concerned, and I've never felt I was right to affirm myself as a politicized person. I've heard, I mean, I've read, that what people like, nowadays, is to take pictures. If you'd like, you can take a picture with me. I'm maybe not the funniest, the most beautiful one, but I'd be very content. This would mean, I really contaminated you. Which would be a little victory. So, what I was saying, is that I just didn't have enough space to express myself. I was feeling totally kept in my normal, normative day. A journey of life. I was trying to work in the studio, to detach myself of it, my abnormal normated normality, but it was hard, really, really tough. My sandwich was wet, tasted like old fridge and the coffee's cold. I was checking my phone. 10 red dots were telling me to water and care for my plants. Another one told me to answer to Sarah. The last one said life is the most beautiful gift you can receive. You should always cherish it. Inhale, exhale. I entered my last periods. Locked the phone away again. It kept ringing, but I didn't care. One last look. Sarah was talking about the bra she bought for her upcoming delivery. Exciting. I've written a few words about all this. Maybe I can read them here, so you can take them with you. You probably understood, but it is about taking immaterial things with you, letting you being contaminated. Because they can make people rich, full with nothing. You can share them eternally, and this makes them so precious. Anyway, here. No time. There is no time left. The right to speak up about this or that. Crazy, crazy, crazy feeling of this capacity. Prove you can do it while everyone tells you it is impossible. Do it and everyone will tell you everyone already did it. No time to work? Work. No time to think? Forget about it. dancing flowers in the sky. You see the birds fly. They fly high in the sky, higher than you've ever been. Take a look back on what you are, what you think, what makes you matter, Muther, Mother. Take this gist, explode it, make it become dust and sand. Then spread it, contaminate the world with your ideas, your body, your flesh, and your blood. You have to break through the barrier of natural defenses, deceive surveillance, and infect.